Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions, and Jim, I say unequivocally, this is our favorite show of the year because it's
we
the best of the year show.
For this. Yes, we live for this show.
Our top 10 lists of 2017. We're going to share some of the love this year with not only our listeners, but our Sound Opinions production team. They're going to be chiming in later on in the show.
These are the records that meant the most to us that we enjoyed listening to for pleasure over the course of the year. I used to say, if the house was on fire, I would grab these albums or CDs and run out right after I saved my wife, Carmel. I don't got no more physical product, man. It just struck me. It's all Spotify now, so I can't say that. I will say this. These are the records while I was sitting on the curb watching my house burn down.
No.
These are the records I would turn to for solace.
Right.
For consolation.
Yes, Jim, we've got a top 10 list here. We've got many more records that we loved this year that we can't really discuss on this particular show.
The whole list will be up at soundopinions.org.
We're going to be very selective about what we choose and play on this particular show. What is your first selection, Jim?
Greg, I'm going to start with a Chicagoan. I'm not being a homer here. I think Vic Mensa is one of the most important voices in hip-hop today. After several lauded mixtapes, he put out his debut album, The Autobiography, this year, and I think it's a stunning success. Some people have said he is rather emo in the same way that Drake is.
Yeah.
You know, he is sharing the depths of his soul. He is admitting his shortcomings. He, over the course of this record, is taking what he calls a genre-free approach to hip-hop. He's all over the map musically. There's humor, but there's also some real naked confessional stuff about his flaws and where he's fallen short over the years. Some great collaborators, and they're all over the map, too. From Weezer to Chief Keef, from Pharrell Williams to Pusha T. But Vic's is the voice that comes through loudest and most strikingly. We did a fine interview with him that's going to run early in 2018. I think this record is going to be a grower on people if they haven't heard it yet. I'm going to go to one of the most quiet songs on this record, Coffee and Cigarettes. It's kind of one of these mid-tempo, emo, rap, auto-tuned, moody kind of tracks. But look at what he does with language. A shootout in the background, as I told you that I love you, a gunshot to the heart couldn't have hit me as hard as you do. You know, he's playing, obviously, off of the violence, the gun violence in Chicago on the South and West sides. He's playing on the violence of a relationship. This is one where he's being turned away. He's in love with the girl. She's not in love with him. He's saying, you love your cigarettes more than you love me. And this is a tragedy. I think it's a very striking track. I think the whole album stands up. Vic Mensa, Coffee and Cigarettes from The Autobiography.
Coffee and cigarettes remind me of you, babe. You pick me up in your old Buick station wagon with the radio broke. I roll the window up, you turn the AC on. Who knew you'd be so cold? Newports burning on our lips. A shootout in the background as I told you that I love you. A gunshot to the heart couldn't have hit me as hard as you did. As hard as you did, no. Ash my cigarette. Waited for your response. It burned slowly as a spirit. Who knew you'd be so bold? You were only 17, falling in love with everything. Except for me. Your cigarettes is burning like a dream. And all this money heals everything. Except for me. We wrote our names beneath the bridge to be sure that the city never forgot us. Who would have known you'd be so quick to forget about me? I guess that's memory loss. I wish you loved me as much as we. Even half as much as we.
That is Coffee and Cigarettes by Vic Mensa from the Autobiography. That's at number 7 on my top 10, Greg.
Also in my top 10, Jim, really fine album from Vic Mensa. I'm going to go to my number 10 album by the group Priests. Their debut album, Nothing Feels Natural. There's a lot of debuts on our top 10 list this year, Jim. A lot of new artists making striking music.
Yeah, I love that record too, Greg. It's on my list as well. You're right, and I don't say that often.
That's true. You do not say that very often. Nothing Feels Natural is the name of the album. It took a few years to get together. The group out of Washington, D.C., a quartet, came together in 2012. There were numerous near breakups during the making of this record, but I think it made for a better record. This is a savage critique of capitalism as the epitome of the American dream. We've been sort of sold this idea that capitalism is the goal of the American dream. And they're basically saying, why? Why does it feel so good to buy something you can't afford?
Why is that the drug?
Why have we become a marketing demographic instead of, individuals?
It's the American way.
You know, why are we viewed as consumers instead of citizens? These are big questions that this band is playing with. But that sounds like a very dry political science class or a civics lesson. And it's not at all. What I love about protest music like this is that you can dance to it. There's a big Gang of Four influence here. The rhythm section, I think, is terrific. Every track has sort of a groove to it, so that even if you don't care what they're singing about, you can still sing along with it and you can still dance to it. The vocalist, Katie Alice Greer, that sneer is one of the signature sounds of 2017. I also love that corrosive guitar player by 1GL Jaguar, that surf meets noise rock sound that they've got going on. The best political albums are the ones you can dance to. Priests, Nothing Feels Natural, with a track called Appropriate on Sound Opinions. Appropriate from the number 10 album on my list, Nothing Feels Natural by Priest. What do you got next, Jim?
I'm going to our old favorite and fan of Sound Opinions, I'm happy to say, Amy Mann. I think you were more struck by Mental Illness when we reviewed it. We both gave it a buy it when we did it on the show. But I got to say, Greg, this has been a grower on me. I think Amy's records always are subtle, and you appreciate them more the more you listen. But this one in particular, after, kind of the pop moves of recent Amy records, Charmer in particular, and, you know, her work with Ted Leo in The Both, this one was, quieter. It's very acoustic. It's very stripped down. It's very, two words I don't love, singer-songwritery, okay?
Yeah.
But it's Amy Mann. As the title indicates, Mental Illness, I think, Greg, 2017 was a year where many people were battling depression. How do I pick myself up every day and face the world anew when there are so many reasons to be dragged down? Personally, politically, just in the universe. We have nukes flying. We have California on fire. We have many situations to despair over. And Amy has no easy answers. I'm going to play a track called Roller Coasters, which obviously metaphorically is about the ups and downs. You know, she's grappling with this and invites us to grapple along with her. You know, and in the end, sometimes just picking up the guitar and singing is a howl in the face of all that would drag down the human spirit. We forget that. You know what I mean? To pick up a guitar and make music is in itself an act of defiance and a celebration of life against the forces of nihilism. Is that poetic enough for you? How's that? Am I sounding rock critic-y enough?
You're sounding very rock critic-y.
I love
right
this
now.
Record. I love it more every time I listen to it, and I've been listening to it since we first reviewed it. Roller Coasters by Amy Mann on Sound Opinions.
Roller coasters and Ferris wheels. You like how it feels. Round and round till you lose your self in the air. All those complicated deals, your desperate appeals, calling out to a God you know isn't there. So high as you fell, looking down on the tops of the trees, and all you can do is say,
is one of Jim DeRogatis' top 10 picks. Amy Mann, Mental Illness is the name of the album. Roller Coasters is the song that we just heard. Now it's time to hear from some of our listeners with their favorites of 2017.
My name is Shannon, calling from Rochester, New York. My pick for best album of 2017 is Manchester Orchestra's A Black Mile to the Surface. This was one of my favorite albums of the year because it just flowed so seamlessly from beginning to end. I think a lot of people would say that the album is too gloomy, but I find that each song has its own shred, however small, of hopefulness and the sense that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. As far as a track that really resonated with me, I would have to pick The Alien.
Can you hear me? What's your name? You could not speak, just laid amazed at all the damage. As the high school's letting out, all the kids saying the same thing that they used to. It's an alien.
The song invokes almost like a melancholic nostalgia in me, sad memories that I don't even think I ever had, but I feel what he feels when he sings. I think it could have easily taken itself too seriously on the whole, but the band has grown a lot, I feel, and the album is very mature, and they rein it in enough to keep the entire album honest and beautiful and sincere sounding.
Wow, I admire Shannon's passionate expression there. She really loves this record. You know, I thought it was pleasant, but she obviously heard depths I didn't get.
Well, I think they're filling the Fleet Foxes void. you know,
well,
because
yeah.
not that Fleet Foxes actually put out a record this year, but I think some of their fans were kind of wondering about the more progressive, arty direction, and this Manchester Orchestra record reminds me of the early Fleet Foxes with the harmonies and the kind of wistful melodies that are somewhat missing from that new Fleet Foxes record. So
let's hear from another caller, Greg.
Hi, my name is Brad. I'm calling from Washington, D.C., and my pick for album of the year is Flower Boy by Tyler, the Creator.
Yo, who that boy? Who him is? Him that ain't swear. Stand out guy, him don't need no chair. Well, where the fuck him at? Because I'm right here.
Tyler's record puts together a really broad palette of sounds and of samples, from classical strings to horns to a lot of prog rock, just straight ahead beats, and combines that with lyrics that are all over the map. The track I would focus on for this album isn't one that's getting as much attention as some of the other sort of initial singles, but I would pick Pothole.
My mother warned me that sugar can make my right hand, to trust her only my heart and that elder white man. His name is Clancy, I fancy him, gotta give him props. He have the reason why dealerships even let me cop. So now I'm speeding and trying to drive away from the fact that she was right, so I triple left trying to double back. The streets are filled with some clues like how I ain't noticed that. They up, I see some familiar stuck in a cul-de-sac. I pull up, get out, what up? I wanna help, but what you want for some chicken really don't want for themselves. Now do I stay, do I go? That's my dilemma, and traffic is picking up. If I don't leave, I'm gonna get stuck.
The lyrics are just fascinating. He talks about being stuck in traffic and pulling over to help somebody, and you can't quite tell, is he actually talking about help he needed and help people tried to give him in the past that he wasn't ready for, or has he learned enough from his mistakes in the past and now is ready to help others? A lot of the reviews are focusing on whether this is Tyler's coming out record, this is Tyler's maturing record. To me, I hear it as an artist who has been doing some really unique things and is finally channeling things, but is still pretty torn about being a sort of bad boy in hip-hop.
Only thing I can say, Jim, is who knew that Tyler, the Creator, was going to have a career after that initial shock of Odd Future?
Yeah, 2011,
it was like shock rap,
and
it seemed like a 15-minute play for fame, and then were they going to be able to sustain their career? Lo and behold, Tyler, the Creator, is playing festivals. He's put out multiple albums now. Seems to be maturing his sound, broadening his sound in a way that maybe no one could have predicted.
The new sincerity, which is only in spots on this record, is kind of hard to square with the vileness of his past. But that's me. I think Brad made a good case. After a short break, we'll share more of our selections for the top albums of 2017. Plus, we'll hear from more of our loyal listeners and our producers. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.